Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
Now joining us this week for the Crime Watch on KFM is Community Garda Sarah O'Sullivan of Nace Garda Station. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
So we'll get straight into the list of incidents we have here. We'll start off in the north of the county in Maynooth, where there was a burglary reported.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, between 1:30 and 2:30 in the day on the 30th of June 26, a home in Clonfert South, Maynooth, was broken into. The culprits gained access through a front window that had been left open. Cash and debit cards were taken from the home and the suspects left the scene through the front window. Maynooth guards are now appealing for any witnesses in the area that may have seen anything suspicious around this time between 1:30 and 2:30 in the day to call the station on 01 629 2380.
And then staying north of the county, Sarah, there was another burglary, this time in Selbert, that was reported.
Yeah, correct. So on the 30th of June, again, Selbridge Garda Station received reports of multiple incidents linked to the same suspect. So first of all, at 10:30 at night, an alarm was activated on a company van within the M4 business park in Selbridge. When the owner attended the scene, he noticed that the front window was smashed. No items were taken from the van. Then further along at 10:50 at night, the back window of a business premises on the Maynooth Road in Selbridge was smashed. The suspect gained entry through the smashed window and checked the till. He fled the scene once the alarm activated, and once again no property was taken. Finally then at 5 to midnight on the 30th of June, the back window of another business premises on the Clane Road in Selbridge was broken. Once again, the suspect gained entry through the broken window and stole a set of car keys from the office. The corresponding vehicle, a 161D grey Citroen C4, was taken from the business and later discovered badly burned and damaged in an estate in Nace on the 3rd of July. So the suspect in all these cases is a male in his 30s, around 5'10" to 6'. He was seen prior around Apple Green on the Maynooth Road in Selbridge beforehand. He was wearing a grey baseball hat, black jumper, blue jeans and blue runners with white soles. He was seen carrying a white shopping bag. So Gardaí and Selbridge are seeking witnesses in this case. If anybody saw the suspect or anything of interest, to please contact the Garda station on 01 666 7800.
It's quite a serious incident that took place there in Selbridge, Sarah. We'll definitely have that up on the KFM radio website as well, but a reminder, if you want to contact the Garda station on 01 666 7800, if you do have any information about that. Some good police work is also being highlighted, Sarah, in relation to multiple drug searches that were conducted around the Kildare division.
Yeah, just in the last week, just want to point out some good police work. We've had a few positive drug searches conducted around the Kildare division. So three searches of note were first in Kildare town last week, €4,050 worth of cannabis and €520 worth of cocaine were seized during a search of a home. And then also in Kildare town last week, in a separate search of a home, €3,000 worth of cannabis was seized. And then finally, in the Athy area, €2,240 worth of cocaine was found after searching a mail and a car acting suspicious in the area. So arrests for sale and supply under Section 15 of the Misuse of Drugs Act were made in these cases.
We're then heading up over, Sarah, to Kilcullen and Newbridge. There was a theft from an MPV that took place.
Yes, we had two reports of two thefts from MPVs. Just they occurred overnight between the 3rd and the 4th of July. So the first one was in the Kilcullen area. The owner reported that he had left his vehicle open overnight in the old Kilcullen area, and when he returned his vehicle the next morning, he had noticed clothing and his earphones were taken. Then in Newbridge, the same night, the owner of a vehicle in the Ballymanny Manor estate reports that he had also left his vehicle open, and when he returned to it in the morning, he noticed that multiple items had been taken. So Gardaí are unsure if these incidents are connected. However, both Garda stations are now appealing for any witnesses or if anybody saw anything suspicious in the areas. In these areas overnight, to please contact them on in Kilcullen, you can contact them on 045 481 212 and Newbridge Garda Station on 045 440 180.
Unfortunately, there was another burglary reported back over in Selbridge. This took place last week as well.
Yeah, correct. Back up north there, sometime between 5 p.m. on the 2nd of July and 1 p.m. on the 6th of July, a home in Wheatfield Lower in Strafford was broken into. The culprits gained access by smashing the rear patio doors of the home. Jewellery, cash and a purse was stolen from the house. So Selbridge Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses or if anybody noticed anything suspicious in the area at this time to call the station on 01 666 7800.
And the final report that we have here of incidents that took place over the past week is in relation to a burglary and also an unauthorised taking of a vehicle in Newbridge.
Yeah, so on the 5th of July at 2 p.m. in the day, Gardaí Newbridge received a report of a male entering a home in the Dara Park estate via an open back door to the rear of the premises. So keys to a 221D white Opel Insignia were taken from the home and the vehicle was stolen. So Gardaí are now appealing for any witnesses or any sightings of this vehicle to please contact Newbridge Garda Station on 045 440 180.
And Sarah, today, 8th of July, is a national day of action, kind of, I suppose, targeting uninsured drivers on our roads.
Yeah, so today, as you said, it's a day of action targeting uninsured drivers, and it's currently underway around the country at the moment. The purpose of this day is to reinforce the message that the offence of driving without insurance is certainly a priority for An Garda Síochána. We hope to increase detections of uninsured drivers while also heightening public awareness. The public will see an increase in checkpoints around the country's network, and Gardaí will utilise their mobility device, which enables them to have real-time insurance details of 3 million vehicles and 5 million drivers throughout the Irish motor database. So just to let the public know, it's an offence under Section 56 of the Road Traffic Act 61 to drive without insurance, and the penalty for driving without insurance is a fine not exceeding €5,000 or, at the discretion of the court, imprisonment, and disqualification orders also apply in these cases.
And very finally, Sarah, there's Operation Imper. It was an unmarked HGV. This was something that took place yesterday by the NACE Roads Policing Unit. Can you let us know a bit about this operation that was done yesterday?
Yeah, so Operation Imper, it was conducted by NACE Roads Policing Unit yesterday, but like multiple roads policing units would carry out this operation nationally. So yesterday specifically, it was an initiative aimed at enhancing roads policing enforcement through the strategic deployment of HGV units. So they'd be unmarked HGV units with Garda spotters on board, and it's focused on enforcement along the dual carriageways and motorways networks between the N7, M7, Junction 5 and Junction 12. So the key objective would be to protect vulnerable road users and to reduce fatal and serious collisions. So the enforcement is targeted towards key lifesaver offences, and the following were detected. We detected 25 motorists using a mobile phone, 6 of which were HGV drivers. 12 motorists were detected not wearing a seatbelt. 7 of those were HGV drivers, and 5 vehicles detected driving with no tax, which were detected by the ANPR device. So all drivers received fixed charge penalty notices and penalty points to follow.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much for joining for this week's Crime Watch. That is Community Garda Sarah O'Sullivan joining us this week for those lists of incidents. A reminder, we'll have some of them published on the KFM radio website today and tomorrow as well. But Sarah, thanks so much for joining
thanks
us in
Sarah.
Studio.
Thanks so much.
Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, NACE, PSA licensed, 045 408 300 or manguardplus.ie.
Some serious incidents that were